I will reconvene the VMRC meeting and we'll go to item 6, JBH LLC number 07-1948.
This is the consideration of Mr. Honeycutt's compliance with the Commission's March 25th, 2008 decision regarding the pier that he constructed at 475 Windmill Point along the Back River in Hampton. This was before the Commission in January and March of this year. Since it's been a while, I'll just briefly go over some of the background. This is the Windmill Point area along the Back River in Hampton. This is from the Hampton's property map website showing Mr. Honeycutt's property. These are the drawings from the after-the-fact application he submitted to retain this pier. And you can see it had a covered platform and then some floating platforms. That's the aerial photograph of what his pier previously looked like. If you remember, he had a couple tables, chairs, a bar, a TV out there. Floating platforms. At the March 25th Commission meeting, the Commission voted to approve Mr. Honeycutt's after-the-fact pier request with the stipulation that he remove all the floating platforms, all the non-water dependent uses, and reduce his covered platform to a 20 by 40 open-sided boathouse. This work was to have been completed within 120 days. Of the Commission's decision. This decision followed the March 24th, 2008 meeting where the Commission deferred their decision regarding the fate of his pier for 2 months to provide him with time to submit revised drawings reflecting how he was going to convert his platform into a boathouse. This is the drawing he submitted right before the March 25th meeting showing that he was going to turn it into an open-sided boathouse with 5-foot-wide finger piers. Staff met with Mr. Honeycutt at his pier on July 14, 2008, after receiving a phone call that he would like to have a compliance check. During the visit, staff noted that all the floating platforms and the non-water-dependent amenities had been removed, and he had begun removing large sections of the platform's flooring in an attempt to create a dual-slip boathouse. This is how his pier looked in July. You can see he's removed the floating platforms that were out here, and then had begun cutting out sections of the decking. You can see the space that would be created by removing the remainder of these would be slips for 2 boats. Staff followed up the site visit with a letter dated July 23, 2008, stating that we did not believe he was in compliance with the Commission's decision. Staff also requested that Mr. Honeycutt submit proof of boat ownership, since we felt the Commission's March decision was partially based on his testimony that he owned a 28-foot boat. And we also asked that he submit any additional drawings he believed were necessary to reflect the current state of his pier. And this is the drawing that Mr. Honeycutt submitted. Staff understood the Commission's decision to be approval of a 20 by 40-foot single-slip boathouse, with the justification for the square footage greater than 700 square feet based on the fact that he said he owned a 28-foot boat. To date, Mr. Honeycutt has not submitted proof that he actually does own a 28-foot boat. At the site visit, and as well as when he turned in this drawing, Mr. Honeycutt explained that he was unable to convert his platform into a single-slip boathouse because, as you can see, these round dots, they represent roof supports, and if he took those out, the roof would fall in. And those are these. Although Mr. Honeycutt has removed all of the unauthorized floating platforms and non-water-dependent uses from his pier, the configuration of the remaining structure does not appear to be in conformance with the decision or staff's understanding of what was expected by the Commission. As such, staff believes it is necessary that the Commission clarify and reiterate its March 25, 2008 decision that the platform be converted into a 20 by 40-foot open-sided single-slip boathouse. Should the Commission allow any portion of the structure to remain in excess of the original authorization, staff recommends that an additional civil charge in the amount of $1,200 be assessed based on minimal environmental impact and moderate noncompliance. I'll answer any questions. Go back over
any questions of Elizabeth? Thank you, ma'am. Is the applicant present or represented? Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Right. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
State your name for the record, please.
Donald Honeycutt.
Thank you, Mr. Honeycutt. Proceed.
Well, subsequently, I cannot turn it into like a, if I was to pull the boat in from that direction in, I couldn't do that because the roof supports are right there in the middle, as you can see. When I came before the commission before, they had said make it. I think they were under the impression that you could leave 5 foot on each side and pull a boat into the middle. As y'all can see right there, I really can't without, you know, tearing the base supports out. Well, subsequently, the roof would collapse in. I think what the commission was concerned with was for me to maintain a 5 foot on each side to be able to pull a boat in the middle. Subsequently, I can't do that, but as it is right there, I'm doing basically the same thing. If, let's see, I guess I can take this corner here. If you take this part right here and did away with that, and also on the other side and put it right here between that point and that point, it's the same square footage. Also, I'd like to say is that the sun pretty much, I think what y'all are mostly concerned with is getting sun up underneath this enclosure, being that it's open-sided. The sun basically stays mostly on this side all during the day except for the real early morning hours, which subsequently would be better, I think, from y'all's standpoint and what y'all want, that if I had that, that's going to block it right there. It's going to block the sunlight from being exposed down here on the bottom. And as I say, the sunlight does stay more so over there. I have complied with y'all. I did pay somebody. As I said, I don't think y'all really remember. This is the third time I've been here. Basically, I have 800 square feet of roof up there. I did get rid of my deck, which had no decking at all. And I think what I just found out is that y'all staff will authorize 700 square feet of roofing and 400 foot of decking. I have no decking at all, which I did, but staff told me to get rid of it. I think I've been over backwards to try to conform with what y'all want. Engineerily, I can't do exactly what y'all want to do, but this is, I think, the next best thing and actually better, being that the sun can get over here on this side. As I say, the sun does set over here, and this is the southwest portion of it. I don't think y'all might not remember, but I did pay a contractor that lived over on the coast, and basically he skipped out with my money. He did a little over poles, and he told me he had all the permits. And subsequently, why I built this is mine got tore down, and the pier that was when I bought the house and that was originally there when I bought the house got tore down in Isabel, which had more decking. It did not have a roof, but it had more decking than I had with everything combined, with the roof and my floating piers and everything. And I feel like I should be able to have gone back to what at least that amount of decking, and which y'all decided not to do. So, but you know, that's basically it. I think I've complied, and the only thing I can do now is, you know, take this part on out, which that's why I had Elizabeth come by to make sure that that was okay. To say that support, you can already see that one right there is bending from the, I don't know how to go back. But anyway, that one right there was bending. Can you get back to that picture? Okay. So you can see that the supports that I do need to have is, you know, definitely that one, and this one. All the rest of them are on the outside. So I guess that's basically it.
I don't have the initial application, Elizabeth. The initial application when it first came in. What did he apply for? Because if it was a boathouse, I don't see any semblance of.
He originally applied to keep what he had, which was a pier with the 40 by 20 covered platform this ramp down to two floating platforms.
Okay.
You can see there's a roof over it, and it was a completely covered in platform. It wasn't a boathouse. The boat was tied up over here.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I
matched
my thing. You got a picture
of my
boat right there. And I have two jet skis, as you can see, and the other boat right beside the jet ski.
Okay. Questions of the commission?
Yeah.
Can you come forward?
How are you going to fit that boat into this configuration?
I can't. I cannot put that boat into that configuration. But, you know, I've got this other boat here. I got that boat right there, and I got the two jet skis that I can put into that configuration right there.
How wide is and how long is the boathouse now?
It's 20 foot by 40 foot.
20 by 40. And you're proposing now to have four slips?
No, two slips.
Two slips with five catwalks. Those shorter are walks to the supports?
Those are the supports right there, yeah. If I take those out, it's gonna fall. That's another catwalk to the supports the roof, and that one right there is too. Subsequently, I think what y'all said was basically if this was straight, 5 foot on each side, and I pull the boat right here in the middle. Right. Well, I can't do that the way it's constructed.
Now, why can't you bring in stronger beams and beef up your 4x4s to, you know?
Well, I mean, my 4x4s, these are going to have to stay right here in the middle. If I take those out, the roof's going to cave. My joists run like this. My roof rafters run across this way. It'd be great, yeah, if they ran across this way, yeah, I'd have no problem doing what y'all would want to do. But they run across this way like this.
Have you had a contractor come out?
I had an engineer there that was when Mrs. Gallup came by, and he told her that structurally that I cannot do it. I do not have him here today, because, you know, just, but I did have him there when she was there. In fact, you see his picture. His picture was back, right back there on it when she had taken pictures.
Further questions?
I would like to say something else.
Go ahead.
I know of eight others that y'all, I don't know if the people got, I know two people got permits that y'all approved that got a heck of a lot more than I got, and this has just been recently. And y'all approved theirs. I don't know why I'm getting singled out here.
Well, I have a question for you. It says here in the evaluation, as such, staff believes it is necessary that the commission clarify and reiterate its March 25th, 2008 decision that the platform, the platform, be converted into a 20-foot by 40-foot open-sided single-slip boathouse. When you left here on the 25th of March, did you not think that was what was going to happen? Is that not what you had asked for? That's my question. I'm having a hard time.
When I left in March,
mm-hmm.
I think when I first originally came here, I was hoping to leave it like it is, but in March they wanted me to make it into a boathouse. See, all this was, this all right in here was all platform in here. Right. And now they wanted me to take out the platform, which I did, to make it a boathouse. It's nothing there, much more difference than the people y'all just gave up Northern Virginia.
I think there's a significant difference between what was up there in Northern Virginia. Those were built between 62 and 69, and the roof or the nails in the wood are still on that project.
Well, I could see some of them were. Yes, sir, I agree with you 100% that some of them were. Some of them did look like they got added on, but right. I did. What I'm basically saying also, Mr. Bowman, is sure. that I had a platform that was there on my property when I bought it prior to, you know, and Hurricane Isabel tore it down.
Okay.
And as I say, I did pay a contractor that said that he had got all the permits, dropped the poles off, and I never saw him again. So I did try to comply with y'all's what y'all want.
Further questions of the commission? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I may,
yes, you may.
Honeycutt, sir.
Yes.
Just one follow-up question. I just want to make sure I understand, because staff has raised a question related to the justification relative to the proposed use of the structure. It's your plan now to use this for a small skiff and a jet ski? Is that the idea? Or?
Yes. I mean, that's the only thing I can do, that or just tear it back down and rebuild it. I could tear the whole thing down and rebuild it.
Okay. Thank you.
Further questions? Is anyone in opposition to the project? Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Robbins?
Mr. Chairman, while this does represent something of a departure from the previous application as we understood it, I think it does represent a reasonable conversion of the structure to accommodate the mooring of his existing watercraft. So while it may not be configured like a de novo application would be, this is an after-the-fact type situation, and we're trying to make the best out of it. So I would move to approve the structure as applied for.
As staff recommended, with the any civil charge due to minimal environmental impact, moderate noncompliance, as requested or suggested.
Well, on that issue, the has there? I would ask a question of staff. Has there already been a civil charge at all in this case for the after the fact? And was the original approval conditioned on
the original
on a civil
approval
charge?
Was that. If the commission had allowed him to keep what he previously had, that platform and the floating platform, then we recommended a civil charge, but not if the commission asked him to reduce it.
And he has reduced it?
Mm-hmm. He's cut out some of the platform.
Okay. Then I think it'd be appropriate without the civil charge since that's been removed.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins to accept staff recommendations. Mr. Holland seconds it without civil charge. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion. I'm sorry.
I'd just like to say that, in my opinion, this structure is wrong for the water. It was built inappropriately. The use is not right. I mean, the configuration is not there. You got catwalks and areas that you can't dock boats. I mean, the structure should come down and be rebuilt properly. That's my opinion. But you know, that's you know. If you had an engineer, he could come in and beef up the 4x4s to 8x8s where he needs to, come in with steel beams. I mean, it's money, but, you know, living on the water's not cheap, especially when you want to have a covered boathouse for jet skis and skiffs and things like that. So I can't support the motion, but up to the commission as a whole.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
No.
Nay.
Yes, ma'am, too. Mr. Tankard and Mr. Schick, thank you very much. Next slide.